This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you guys know that I get the gigglies. You know, I giggle a lot. One of the reasons why I didn't have an acting career is because when I was younger, I giggled a lot. It was very hard to look into somebody's eyes and not laugh. You know, I remember taking some classes, and I had to be opposite a man and just look at him lovingly, and I just couldn't stop laughing. And, you know, the older you get, the less you giggle. You can control the giggles more. Sometimes I lose it on air, and I'll giggle a lot, especially when there's a doctor with a funny-sounding name. You know, like I'll quote an article, and then the guy will be like, Dr., I don't know, Long, let's say, or something. Even though you shouldn't be giggling about that. That's immature. And so, you know, whether it's immaturity or whether it's just you kind of having the gigglies, it's something that you really need to kind of keep in check. So many of you guys know that I'm middle-aged, and I'm not really taking that very, very well. But one thing that kind of keeps me young is I can still find the humor of things. You know, I can still have fun. I can still whatever. All right. But what I have to do today is I got to teach medical students about the male genitalia today. And I have to teach them how to examine male genitalia. And I can do that without laughing. I mean, at medical school, yeah, we were doing the gigglies, okay? And it wasn't so much a lack of professionalism. It was a nervous giggle. See, I have nervous gigglies, okay? Looking into somebody's eyes in an acting class isn't that I think his eyes are funny. It's nervous, you know? So a lot of these girls' giggles is not because they really think something's funny. You know, like when a boy walks by them and he's cute. It's not that they think he's funny. It's a nervous giggle. So in medical school, I giggled a lot. I told you guys what happened. It was in class. We had a visiting professor who was really mean and was just, you know, because you got yelled at a lot, okay? And you got ridiculed and embarrassed in front of the other students. That's the way things were. Now there's laws kind of saying, no, you can't do that anymore. FERPA laws, but, you know, dunce cap type stuff. It was worse in medical school. And so I told you guys this was my second year, and we were in, I believe it was histology class, I forget. And we were looking at some abnormal anatomy, gross specimens, and then seeing what they look like under the microscope. And we all were around a table, and we were passing around these organs, these body parts. And if we weren't paying attention to the speaker, yeah, at the table, he would yell at you. And I was really intimidated by this guy. So now he's looking at me, and he's asking me a question, and I'm answering. It's called pimping, where they ask you a question, and you have to answer it. If you don't answer it right, they yell at you. Okay, so they're pimping you about stuff. So where is this? Where does penile cancer come from? Whatever. And I get handed an organ while I'm maintaining eye contact. Because if you don't maintain eye contact, he would yell at you. And this organ is, like, bigger than a, gosh, maybe two grapefruits in size. It was huge. It was, you know what? A cantaloupe. I'm holding something almost the size of a cantaloupe, but I'm not able to look down at it. And I'm starting to hear giggles around me. And I'm trying to maintain eye contact with this doctor. And I'm like, I got to look down at what's in my hands. We were gloved, but we were holding up. And I'm like, I need to look down at what is being passed to me while I'm talking to this. And I look down, and it was, sadly, it was a penis that had penile cancer. And the girth of this had expanded so much that it was practically the size of a small cantaloupe. And I looked at it, and I was so nervous by what I was looking at, because it was a cancerous penis. But also, you had other people giggling, and giggling is contagious, that I burst out laughing. And he was, teacher stood up, he was furious, and he just walks away from the table. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I wanted to look at this closer, because I've never seen penile cancer. I've never seen penile cancer cause such a anatomical distortion. Again, you were only a medical student. But the reason why I say this is I'm just as guilty as I think a lot of young people when they learn about body parts, about giggling. You know, my kids told me what health class was like. Boy, were they giggling, okay? And, like, you know, come on, we got to be mature. So now training young doctors, they're going to be professional, they're going to be mature. But, you know, there's some awkwardness when it comes to examining a penis. And so my job is to teach people how to make it less awkward. So, like, for example, when medical students ask about sexual histories, many of them make the mistake of going, okay, so past medical history, so your family history, this, your surgeries, okay. So now, all right, now I am about to ask you some questions about your sexual history, and anything you tell me is good. And I'm like, don't preface it like that. Okay, as a doctor, okay, you need to get a history. You need to know if they smoke. You need to know if they drink. You need to know if they do not use protection when they have sex. You need to know if they, you know, share needles. Ask those questions straight on. You can be humanistic, etc., but, you know, you got to ask these questions straight on. So it's funny because when it comes to examining somebody's genitalia, the person is a human, you know, and you want to treat them with the utmost respect. But for any of us that have ever had a pap smear or any of us who have ever had a hernia check, we don't want you to humanize the exam. We want you to look under the hood, do what you need to, and get out. We want you to look at it objectively as an object, like you're looking at my ear, like you're looking at the vagina, or you're looking at the penis. And so I need to teach them how to objectify it, and I don't know how that's going to work. I also want to teach him to sit at an angle. Big mistake a lot of us do is we sit right in front of the man's genitalia to examine him for hernia or whatever. Coming at an angle is a little less intrusive, right? The other thing, too, is some doctors will start coming at you with their fingers, and I like to teach to have your fingers put together, kind of like a penguin hand. It's less, again, intrusive, less stimulatory. And I was asked by a listener if it's normal to have an erection during an exam. And apparently he had an erection in the middle of a hernia exam in front of a male doctor. And he says, I'm not gay. And, you know, erections are physical responses. Unlike female, a lot of our engorgement issues are more emotional. So you could very easily have a stimulatory effect, a physical response that doesn't necessarily mean emotional. That's normal. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We say goodbye to Billy Graham this morning. Apparently, America's pastor has lost his life at the age of 99 after devoting his lifetime to faith, his faith. He passed away of natural causes in his North Carolina home, has served as spiritual leader to hundreds of millions of Americans, as well as multiple presidents. He is survived by his five children. His wife, unfortunately, had passed in 2007. He has 19 grandchildren. And President Trump tweeted, "The great Billy Graham is dead. There was nobody like him. He will be missed by Christians and all religions. A very special man." And First Lady Melania Trump wrote, "Saddened by the loss of evangelist Billy Graham, he had led an impactful life, touching so many people with his spiritual teachings. He will be deeply missed." Barack Obama tweeted, "Billy Graham was a humble servant who prayed for so many and who, with his wisdom and grace, gave hope and guidance to generation of Americans. Again, he passed away of natural causes at the age of 99. Okay. Cancer has been in the forefront of the news, and there has been a discussion on vaccinating against cancer. And we have cancer vaccines. The HPV vaccine helps prevent cancer. It helps prevent cervical cancer, penile cancer, throat cancer caused by HPV. But cancer vaccines have been a little bit slow to come out. Now, as a form of immunotherapy, we are starting to see more and more of them. And luckily for the HPV vaccine, we're really excited about that. And the first to be approved by the FDA is Provenge or Cipu-Lucel-T. This will, they say, according to CNN, harness your immune system and kind of mobilize it to attack cancer cells. This vaccine is approved for use in some men with prostate cancer. According to Dr. Dimitri Zamarin, a cancer immunologist at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York, whether used for prevention of infectious diseases or for prevention and treatment of cancer, vaccines work by similar mechanisms. They teach the immune system how to recognize the infectious pathogen or the cancer cell as something foreign that needs to be eliminated. In the case of cancer, they say various vaccine strategies teach the immune system to recognize a protein, also known as an antigen, or a part of a protein that is present on the surface of cancer cells, but not normal cells. By targeting these proteins, the immune system can help specifically eliminate cancer cells while leaving normal cells intact. So this is why people have been so, I guess, confused as to why we have vaccines against the mumps, measles, rubella. Why we had these vaccines in the 60s and the 70s and 80s do so well against pathogens like viruses and bacteria that mutate, but we can't for a cancer cell. And many cancer cells seem to have a very consistent appearance. Well, it's because some cancer cells will hide out in regular cells, and we can't attack our regular cells. So it's taken a while for them to find that little protein piece, that little antigen that'll be on the surface of a cancer cell and not normal cells. It took them a while to figure that out. And once they were able to identify that piece, it's going to be easier to make a vaccine against it. And we've already made some headway. Now, back in the 1890s, the father of cancer immunotherapy, Dr. William Coley, noticed something in his cancer patients that apparently was kind of the forefront of a lot of this cancer research. This is back in the 1890s. He observed that feverish infections in some of his cancer patients, feverish infection like a bacterial skin infection, all right, were sometimes associated with the cancer regressing. So to test this, Dr. Coley, according to CNN, concocted a mixture of bacteria. He used a cocktail called Coley's Toxins to create infections in his cancer patients in an effort to trigger their immune systems to attack not only those bacterial infections, but other parts of the body that appear foreign, such as a malignant tumor. He described these cases in a study published in the American Journal of the Medical Sciences back in 1893. One was an Italian man who was only 35 years old who had a sarcoma of the neck and tonsil. Sarcoma is like a soft tissue tumor. In the study, he detailed how the man's tumor was injected with streptococcal bacteria, and it caused a skin infection called erysipelas. His temperature rose to 105 degrees Fahrenheit, and as the skin infection appeared on his neck and gradually extended over his face and head, the tumor began to break down on the second day, and then it discharged and oozed. But the discharge was not pus. It resembled the caseous, kind of the necrotic material of the gland. At the end of the 2 weeks, the tumor had disappeared. Now, the tonsil tumor appeared smaller, but the reduction in size was not as significant. So, some people said, well, could this be a cancer treatment option? Maybe not. Remember, people were still afraid of bacteria. In the 1890s, they didn't have antibiotics. So giving somebody an infection was not something that was going to be taken very openly, okay? Then, in the 1920s and the 1930s, all right, let me see. Again, still no standardization, and they said that Coley's research received some resistance from the Bone Sarcoma Registry, whose role was to standardize the diagnosis and treatment of bone cancers. Members of the registry believed that Coley's toxins were ineffective. Okay? But then there was an editorial in 1934 saying, wait a second, immunotherapy might warrant further research. They said, although Coley first employed a vaccine for streptococcus in inoperable malignant conditions as early as 1893, a satisfactory explanation of the therapeutic mechanism has not yet been advanced. So further studies on powerfully antigenic substances in inoperable conditions, basically they're saying that may be something that could work. Now, Coley's daughter, Helen Coley Knotts, founded the Cancer Research Institute in 1953. She wanted to revive the research that her dad started. And she was convinced that the medical community had dismissed the father's work too prematurely. And around that time, you had a cancer immunologist named Dr. Lloyd Old. He and other researchers began investigating a tuberculosis vaccine, or investigating incorporating the tuberculosis vaccine, the BCG, into experimental cancer treatment. So in a study in 1959 in the journal Nature, he and his colleagues described how the growth of these sarcoma tumors that they transplanted into mice were inhibited if you infected them with tuberculosis. So for the study, the mice were either implanted with solid tumors or I'm wondering if it's actually not tuberculosis, but the vaccine. Okay, I think they typed that out wrong. I think with the vaccine. So what they did is they looked at the mice that either got the solid tumors with the cancer cells with the BCG or not. And they found that the BCG appeared to protect the mice against the tumor growth. So, by 1971, Old was appointed medical director of the Cancer Research Institute and then continued to advance cancer vaccine research. Then, by the time the 1980s to the 2000s arose, that's when they started to figure out these antigens. And that's when they slowly started to figure out that cancer cells may have these antigens. And they could then stand out against other cancer cells. And now, in the 2010s, cancer vaccines... Is that what we call this decade, 2010s? All right. This is where cancer vaccines are hopefully going to start making a comeback and, in terms of research, start to flourish. Apparently, in 2015, scientists of Cuba and the U.S. collaborated to develop a lung cancer vaccine, and early trials are finding that this may help people younger than 60 who have I don't want to say end stage, but a further advanced lung cancer. So in 2016, researchers found that a personalized cancer vaccine created with the patient's own acute leukemia cells could be protective against a disease relapse. And then researchers tested this vaccine, and they found it to be well-tolerated, and 12 of the 17 patients remained in remission for almost 5 years. Okay, so what does that mean for you and I? Well, we have a lot more work to do. And personalizing cancer vaccines is, I think, going to be the way to go. Not just a basic cancer vaccine like Gardasil. What they may have to do is take a person with cancer, pull out some of their cells, reformat it, and inject it back in. And something that the body... using their body's own immune system. Remember, our immune system is a very delicate, intricate process that knows our body's normal cells. Our immune system knows our skin cells, our vaginal cells, our penis cells, our heart cells, our muscle cells. I mean, they know our body. They know our body so well. But retraining them to go after an abnormal cancer cell may have to be a personalized approach, and that's something that they're looking at. It's cool stuff. We're still not where we need to be, but we're close, guys. We're close. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jessica from Mountain View, Florida. No, California. Mountain View, California. I think that's near Palo Alto. Wants to know about the effects of masturbation. Her boyfriend masturbates excessively. She wants to know if there's any health risks. I'm not reading her whole email because it's a little bit graphic. But she's concerned about her boyfriend masturbating all the time. So are there side effects to frequent masturbation? I remember 2009. It was January 2009. I had just gone on air. It was my first day on air, and there was a study that came out, this groundbreaking study, on masturbating and prostate cancer. And I remember it was linked to prostate cancer in younger men who masturbated, but it was protective in older men who masturbated. And so it was an interesting study. And I don't know if there's been a lot of studies since then. I mean, that was back in 2009. So let's just quickly review. There's a lot of myths, and a lot of it stems around guilt. You know, I don't know how old Jessica's boyfriend is, but in terms of, you know, those of us that have, you know, boys or grandsons, you know, we don't talk to boys a lot about masturbating, or girls for that matter. You know, we may talk about the birds and the bees, but the average child has more questions about masturbating than they do about sex, to be honest. Because they could get a lot of their sex information on porn, but not a lot of masturbating information. And one of the things that these kids really have questions about is, one, is it bad for you from a health standpoint? And two, is it bad for you from a guilt and moral standpoint? And if you ask the average young boy, they get very, anxious about that subject, not because it's an embarrassing subject, but they don't want to admit to doing it because they think they're doing something wrong. And so one thing I would suggest to anybody, I know that's not exactly what the email was about, but, you know, I might as well bring this up. If you are going to have the birds and the bees discussion on masturbating, or on the birds and the bees discussion about sex, bring up masturbating. And say, you know, even if they go, Mom, Dad, I don't want to talk about this. Just say, you know, masturbating is going to be normal. It's not going to be anything that God's going to be mad at you about. Okay? You know, just throw the sheets into the washing machine, please, for the love of the Lord. Okay? All right, afterwards. Okay? All right, that's just a little personal request I thought we might want to throw in there. But let them know that this is something that they're not being bad. And I don't know why kids think that it's a sin. But you have a lot of kids that think that. And maybe it's because they're doing something to themselves that they never have. They're doing something that causes pleasure, immense pleasure. You know, we feel guilty when we enjoy something. You know, even me, when I was able to go to Europe for the very first time, you know, I had never been, we never could afford to, we never had time because I'd be on call and it was just, you know, I had an office of patients. How do you go away to another time zone like that? You know, halfway across the world, how do you do that? And when I was there, I felt guilty almost every day for being there because I'm like, well, I'm here and other people can't. And, you know, we always feel guilty. No matter what, we always feel guilty. Okay? And again, you do something bad, yeah, feel guilty. But if you're doing something natural, you don't have to feel guilty. And so unfortunately, a lot of kids, they don't realize that. And so I would just, you know, make sure you review with them that you may have predilection or a urge to do this. And that's very, very normal. And it's very common. Okay? Then be prepared because they're going to ask you if you do it. So, you know, don't go into a conversation that you're not prepared to answer. Make sure you have, you know, if you were a kid and, you know, Mom or Dad or uncle or aunt talk to you about this, make sure you have answers for that. Okay? Now, masturbation. Okay. So are there risks? Are there health benefits? Okay. Well, first, a big concern with masturbating is, in terms of a couple, is are they going to be able to perform sexually with the couple? And so if somebody frequently has these self-sessions, they may have a refractory period. And the refractory period could be 20 minutes to a week or two. And so being unable to perform in a relationship could be a side effect with that. So you would have to know your refractory period. And so if you are concerned that this could have an effect on a relationship, kind of get an idea of when you guys may want to be together. You know, I mean, if you're in a relationship where she never wants to sleep with you, okay, well, then you know. But if you're like, nah, you know what, it's going to be the weekend, or it's her birthday, or it's Valentine's, or whatever, you know, you might want to plan ahead for that. And then some people are addicted to it. And are they addicted to masturbating or are they addicted to porn? Sometimes that blends too much. We were talking about how a Florida legislator wants to start regulating porn because he thinks it's a public health risk. And I agree with limiting it to children, you know, limiting it from children, you know, not letting children visualize it or have access to it. But, you know, there are some people that it's not even a porn issue. They, without porn, will do it so often that they will miss school, miss work, cancel plans with friends or family. And so that's an issue. Now, masturbating addiction is something that we could very easily treat, okay? You know, some people think, well, look, I only have an opportunity, and anytime there's an opportunity, I better jump on it. Or some people think if I don't masturbate, then I'm going to not think straight the next day, or I have to have a clear head. Remember something about Mary? That's not always the case, okay? That's not always the case. You could go for a run. Healthline does a great article on this. You could read a book. You could watch a movie. You know, the release many times will happen in your sleep. If your body doesn't think you're released, it'll happen in your sleep. Now, some people are freaked out by that, but other people are like, well, I guess, as long as the other person's asleep, when it happens, I guess I'm fine. Now, what about sexual sensitivity? There were two studies in 2009 that found vibrator use among women and men had been linked to an increase in desire, arousal, and overall sexual function. Plus, they found that women had an increase in lubrication, while men had better erectile function. So, it may actually increase the sensitivity. Kind of the, you don't use it, you lose it type of thing. Even though that's not the case, but increasing your sexual activity may help the juices flow more. Of course, you could unfortunately chafe. You could unfortunately cause swelling. You could cause issues. There could be some issues with backs and hips and musculoskeletal, depending on certain things that you use. So sometimes there's more risk with what you use than why you're using it. So what are the benefits? Well, it can help you sleep better, can boost your mood, can help you with your stress, pleasure. For some women with menstrual cramps, they find that if they do have a release when they masturbate, that'll help with cramps. There are certain benefits and psychological benefits. Then, in 2015, there was another study on prostate cancer that found it decreased about 20% in men who ejaculated at least 21 times a month. There was also a study in 2003 that found a link between frequent ejaculation and lower prostate cancer risk. But we don't have definitive evidence that it'll protect you against advanced prostate cancer. So if you have prostate cancer in the genes, or if you are a younger individual that could be at risk for prostate cancer, you're probably going to get it no matter what. But if you're an older individual, it may help. In terms of pregnancy, if we think that you are a high-risk pregnancy and it'll increase your chance of labor, we would say no. Okay? But in terms of helping some of the low back pain, it can help. So, yeah, it's a benefit overall. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is very interesting, all right? The BBC is reporting that a firefighter's on-call time while he's at home counts as work. I agree with this. The European Court of Justice has ruled that a part-time Belgian fireman can claim payment for on-call time. Boy, would this be revolutionary in the medical industry. Not sure how that's going to go in America, but boy, me being on-call, Would have been nice to be paid for that all these years. Rudy Matzak, a volunteer firefighter in Nivelles, I guess Belgium, is allowed to stay at home when he's on call. But he has to be ready for work with only 8 minutes notice. The European Court of Justice argued that this qualifies as work due to the time constraints. The ruling could allow other workers across the European Union to charge for this kind of shift. And again, what happens in Europe could very easily happen here. The preliminary ruling delivered on Wednesday stated that he should be able to claim this period as work, as the notice period is so short that it constrains his ability to devote himself to his personal and social interests. Every medical healthcare worker that is seeing this is probably saying, amen, hallelujah. Because, oh my gosh, when we're on call, it sucks so bad. I'll tell you more about that. I'm sorry, I got to be honest. I'm honest on this show. Okay, I'm not going to pretend that we doctors like being interrupted from our family dinner or interrupted from our sleep. Okay, we love our patients, but that sucks. It does. It sucks. I'll be honest. So as the court stated, not only was Mr. Matzak required to be contactable by the authorities, but he also had to get to the scene of the fire. Because of the need to be physically present, the volunteer firefighter's case differs from workers on standby duty, whose employers need simply to be able to contact them. The case originally began in the Belgian courts back in 2009, before being referred up to the ECJ in 2015. So he began serving as a volunteer firefighter in the Belgian town of Nivelles in 1981. 28 years later, brought a legal action against the municipal authorities, arguing that he should have been paid for the period he spent on call. Interesting that it took him 28 years to decide this, but I guess, you know, somebody said, you know, you should have gotten paid. He's like, oh, yeah, maybe. So, the case may have wide-ranging implications for other groups of workers within the EU that spend time on standby, ready to work without being paid for it. Now, this is something that I want to watch very, very closely in America. Because as healthcare changes, we may be incorporating more of on-call type medicine. All right, so let's take this a step back. Okay, so what is call? Okay, for firefighters, all right, you know, if you don't have a fire, rather than sitting around the firehouse, you know, getting paid on the clock, many are allowed to go home, do what they need to at home, and then they can be called in. And some people prefer that because they're like, look, I'd rather be home. And I'll tell you, in medicine, we kind of did the same thing. Now, if that's a fire department's way of not paying you, saying, look, you could be home, but then when we need you, that's when the clock starts. That's been going around for a while. Okay? But being on call, it doesn't mean you being home get to live like you can, you know, relaxing. So when I was in training, you were basically required to be at the hospital on call, okay? And technically you were on the clock, but we were paid salary. So we averaged about $1.10 an hour, $1.50 an hour. We were paid so little. I think I was being paid $35,000 a year for working 100-plus hour weeks during back-to-back 36-hour shifts. So I forget what it came to, but we weren't paid a lot, okay? And me and one of the residents really wanted to work out. I wanted to see my husband. I was a newlywed. He had a girlfriend. And he and I were pretty good, you know, at what we did. And I'm like, look, rather than we both wake it up when they beep us to go downstairs and admit the patient together, I know how to do an admit. You know how to do an admit. Why don't we split the call up? So you take 4 hours, and then I take 4 hours. So you be on from 10 to 2. I'll be on from 2 to 6. This way, I could go home from 10 to 2. I could work out. I could see my husband, grab some dinner, come back, or I could take a nap. Same thing. And if we didn't leave, I'd be like, look, let me sleep from 10 to 2. You sleep from 2 to 6. And we were great. I mean, we handled it. I did not need a second person there. I could handle all the admits from 10 to 2 or whatever, 2 to 6. It was fine. Well, then the next month, two dodos from my class, right? Two doofuses tried to do the same thing, and one got overwhelmed with admits that someone's like, where's your second doctor? And it was a cluster. Nobody got hurt. Nobody died or anything. It's just there was backup, and then they made a new rule that you couldn't leave the hospital and you couldn't split call. And I honestly, I'm like, really, guys? you know, you had to, like, well, we did, you know, because again, they weren't like us. We had it down. We had it down. Me and an internal medicine resident, we had it. So anyway, then you're out in practice, and I open up my practice, and, you know, patients might have a question of their blood pressure medication or whatever, and they're my patients, that's fine, okay? And then we would share call, okay, we'll tell the answering service, you call Dr. Curry on this night, for me, you call me this night. Now, let's say you want to go out to dinner, and you want to have some drinks. Can't do that. Not on call. You don't want to have any alcohol in your system in case you have to go in case you have to see somebody, in case, you know, they're in the hospital. So, okay, no drinks. So that's not a big deal. I don't really drink much, so it's not a big deal, okay, for me. No turkey dinner. No turkey, if that makes you sleepy, okay? Let's say you want to, you know, sit down and watch a movie when you're on call. Expect to be interrupted in that movie. Now, as for us doctors, I knew going into medicine that would happen. I knew at any time I could be interrupted from a movie, interrupted from sleep, etc. But I got to tell you, I didn't mind the movie. I didn't mind the dinner. Okay? I mean, you know, usually like with breastfeeding with the kids, that'd be done after a few minutes anyway. So, you know, if I went home, I'd rather be home with the kids. That's fine for the short time I have with them. But the family would even be anxious. Every time my beeper went off, you saw them stiffen up because that meant I would have to stop what I'm doing and devote it to what's going on. And, you know, when you're a doctor, your patients are just important, if not more important than your family. It just happens that way. They come first. Your patients, you don't want to. Family should always come first. And we try to teach everybody that. But listen, if you get a call from the answering service, that comes first. Whether you want it to or not, that does. Okay? And so my hard part was the sleep. Knowing that you were going to go to bed, and at any second you were going to have to wake up, you're lying there going, well, then don't fall asleep. I don't want to be in a deep sleep. I'll just stay up. And then you fall asleep, and then boom, you're woken up again. And the idea of it's one of the worst feelings, knowing, look, you know, you're going to have to wake up at any time, so go to sleep. It is work. And I think people should be compensated for that. To be able to go to bed and know that nothing's going to disturb you and you are now committed to just sleeping and getting that. You know, any of you that are a new parent with the idea of the baby's going to get us up, you know that anxiety that you have? Imagine that, but practically guaranteed that that's going to happen. Okay? It's very anxiety producing. So I think people on call should be compensated. There should be some compensation for call. Otherwise, nobody's going to want to do it. Now, should they be paid the exact same of you being there on site? I wouldn't mind them being paid less, you know, if they get to go home. You have a choice. You can either stay at the firehouse and hang out. This way you're able to jump on the fire truck, or you're able to be right there at the hospital, or you can do it from home. Now, doctors don't get paid for call. You just don't get paid. It's just something you have to do for free. And that sucks. But we do it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.